Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Joel Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is, we're doing this program. It's a taped program, but we know that it's playing the day after the election. And so what a unique thing, because as we're doing this right now, we don't know who won. But we want to meet the needs of every listener here. So if your candidate won, oh, by the way, joining me today, Dr. Sherry Keffer. Hello, Sherry.
Hey, Steve.
Chris Williams.
Hello,
there's
Steve.
Chris. He's right there. And we've got a special guest. We'll be talking with him in just a minute. I think you're going to like this. His name's Mike Bechtel. He's got a book, I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, The Woman's Guide to a Man's Brain. We'll talk with him in a minute. But here we go, guys. We want to help anybody whose candidate got elected. We want you, if your candidate was elected, we don't know who was because it's taped before the election, we want you to feel good about yourself. We want to cheer you on. Hey, great. Doesn't it feel good? Okay. Yeah. Man, I'm excited for you that you had this great win. And if your candidate did not win and you're feeling really bad about that, okay, we want to empathize with, oh, I'm so sorry. Gosh, I know. But you know what? It's going to be okay. God's on his throne. May not be happy, but he's on his throne. That's what I say. it is amazing to be doing this show knowing that literally people are going to be weeping probably. And it's hard to kind of get into that before the actual results. So anyway, I hope and pray that whatever happens, you know, God is in control, and all you can do is all you can do about you, and I hope you'll do that. Any comments about that, Sherry or Chris?
It kind of makes me think of a time where I was on a missions trip, and we were sharing Christ, and we didn't have enough people to hand out the information, the gospel, right? So, believe it or not, there were some non-believers that offered to help our team. And they went door to door and invited people to come. And at that moment in my life, I realized that God could use anybody he wanted to accomplish his task. And I love what you just said, Steve, is God is on the throne. And no matter who is in the White House today, God can use anybody to accomplish his task. And his task is a kingdom task. It's Christ coming back and having people come to know him. So some of the darkest days bring some of the greatest peace moments of redemption. And I think we need to just be looking at these opportunities, even though they may not go as what you wanted to go, right? They may seem dark, but in these moments, God is the light. And he says, you be my light, like a city set on the hill. It's calling me up today.
All I know is some of the folks that I have had the greatest faith in have failed. They have fallen. And some of the people that I just had nothing in common with them, they stepped up and they did some pretty miraculous things. So I don't know which one it's going to be, but anyway.
And Steve, if I can just share really quickly, this is a this is a heart conviction. This I got to be honest. I don't care if this ruffles feathers. The message and life and gospel of Jesus Christ will not be hijacked by a political platform. He made that crystal clear when he walked this earth, and I want to make that crystal clear today. Therefore, our opportunities as Christians are more and abundant today than they've ever been in the history. And so let's own it. Let's take advantage of it. Let's move forward.
Well, and Chris, you bring up a good point, because Jesus said it is not going to be better before he comes back.
Yeah.
It's going to get worse. So we just need to be okay with it being what it is and keep a kingdom perspective.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
What it is what it is. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with your phone calls and Mike Bechtel right after this.
I'd found a pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Kepper talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and really glad that you're with us here today. And I want to be sure that you know that this is a day to be thankful. It's November. It's the month of gratitude and Thanksgiving. And here's a thought for you. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks. Isn't that a great thing to do? Give thanks. When things are going well, no. When things are going horrible, no. In all circumstances, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Now, I've got to tell you a quick story. Corrie ten Boom, she and her sister were in a Nazi prison camp, a death camp, and they had fleas in their bed. And Corrie says, you know, we're supposed to be thankful for everything, so let's be thankful for these fleas. Later, her sister hears one of the guards being given orientation, and hears the main guy say, you know, don't ever go over in that hut where those people are, because they've got fleas everywhere.
Wow.
And that's why Corrie and her sister were never molested or beaten or anything like that because
Amazing.
Of the fleas. You can be grateful for the fleas. All right, we're going to go to a call, and then we're going to talk with Mike, our first caller.
Makes That's me want to be... itch. I'm just right now sitting here starting to scratch.
We're going to talk to let's go to line number 8. Shirley is our caller from KFAX, Alameda, California. Hi, Shirley. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for receiving my call. I was listening to your show about how to get unhooked. I've almost gotten involved in a relationship with a man who I found out is on a methadone program. You know, my daughter passed away. I had called in to you about my daughter and granddaughter that passed away nearly 2 years ago. They both overdosed. My daughter was on the methadone, and I just couldn't believe it when I almost fell into this trap with this guy.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
How do I get my feelings unhooked from him? I mean, he's living right next door temporarily, and it's hard for me to stay away, and I feel like I've really been manipulated in this relationship. I mean,
why is he next door? Tell us why he's. Why does he live next door? How did that happen?
I made a mistake. I let the guy come here and stay. Little that I knew of him, he had nowhere to go. I put him up in separate bed, you know, separate rooms. He didn't stay with me, sleep with me, and it went from that to something else. And I kind of like knew I seen a pattern there, but maybe I just was staying in. I was being in denial. I thought I was helping the guy. He met my neighbor next door, asked my neighbor, could you put me up for so much money a month? She said, yes, I'll put you up for the month. So now he's over there. We've talked several times. I mean, I'm really hurt because to find out about it, the guy had a gal over there the other night, and in fact, this was just last night. He had a gal there with him, And he was kind of leading me down the way, like, you know, I love you and this and that, trying to, you know, get next to me. And I was kind of like, well, you know, help me to think through these things. You know, is this for real? You know, do I go this way or that way? I didn't know what to do. And I thought, oh, my gosh, when I found all this out. And then he come clean last night and said he's on methadone. I knew he was on Valium and being counseled, but I did not know he was in a methadone program.
All right, we know all we need to know about him, and we know some things about you. Chris, Sherry, what do you think is the best thing she could do? And I don't think it has anything to do with him.
No. Well, first and foremost, Shirley, you're in a severe crisis right now. You may not know how bad your crisis is right now, but it is severe. And I say that because you have gone down these relationships that have seemingly blindsided you, and they're not blindsiding at all. So I'm going to give you a couple of things here. The first thing to do is you need to break up, separate. It's no. Think of it this way. He is now your drug of choice. You will not get sober. You will not get clear about your life until he's gone. As long as he's there, you're stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing is whatever it takes. Then you go to an Al-Anon meeting. I don't care if you like it or don't like it. You keep going. You don't have the right to form an opinion about the Al-Anon meeting until you've gone a minimum of 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are suffering tremendously under the loss and the devastation of addiction that has played out through the course of your life. And so I want you to get into some counseling, and counseling that is addiction specific, especially for those who've been affected by.
So
surely,
she can go to meetings and she can go to counseling, but what can we tell her that she could do right now that would help her today to make a difference in her life?
So Shirley, how often do you run red lights?
Not at all. I haven't been. You know, I've read your book, Every Woman's Battle, and I believe, you know, I've gotten as far as the yellow light with him.
But no, no, no. How often do you run a red light when you're driving?
Oh, I'm probably sitting at one.
No. Just be honest.
No,
like, you're
I
out in your car, you go into Keys, you get in your car and drive. How often do you run through red lights?
I don't.
Okay.
I try not to obey.
Now, why do you not run a red light?
Because I would get a ticket.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to pay for it, yeah.
So you might get a ticket. What about might happen to your life if you run a red light and get in a car accident?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So you don't want to get a ticket, and you value your life.
Right.
You value your money, you value your life, you value your driving record.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it about you that doesn't value your heart?
You know, I don't know. I can't think through it.
Yeah.
You know, I know I'm hurt about my daughter, and I feel like I feel like it's an evil thing that's happened here.
Well, but
on this.
This is what's happened because
my house.
Because you couldn't save your daughter, you're trying to save this man. You have got some residual guilt and pain that you've not unpacked yet. And so it's causing you to run a red light. You're not even hearing yourself. So sometimes beliefs like this, because of the death of your daughter, are, I should have done something.
Uh-huh.
Do you have that thought? I should have done something.
Yeah.
Maybe if I would have done more. And so that's why this guy comes into your life and you go into professional rescuer.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of releasing him, because there's a fear in you, if you release him, something bad could happen to him too.
And that's exactly what I had thought.
I know. And so you're held hostage to another.
But how do I release this? Because, you know, this is tiring. Yeah, I've fallen into all this stuff about the drug addicts and all the alcohols. And, you know, I go to the alcoholic meetings, and I know where I've been, and I know where I came from. And I know I can't save them out of it.
But, I know.
You know, everybody says in the ministry, you know, you're like in the you're doing a ministry work. You help to somebody else all the time. So I try to help somebody else, even as much as bringing them into my house.
But you know who I want you to help first? I want you to put your own oxygen mask on. Because Steve and Chris and I see a red light.
Big red light.
We are all scared for you.
Mm-hmm.
And until you face this negative belief that got wired in at your daughter's death, which is I should have done something or I didn't do enough, until you let yourself off the hook of that and you come to the truth, which is I did the best I could under the circumstances and I couldn't have done anything more. She made a decision. You've got to unhook yourself from the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I'm having a time facing, too, is that, you know, I know that's what it is, too.
Yep.
Exactly what you're telling me.
Yep. And so get to work on your heart. Let yourself off the hook.
Yeah. And you really need to protect yourself and not be thinking that you doing anything for another addict is a healthy thing. For you, go work in the nursery or something like that at your church, or you know,
nice,
just something
Steve.
That had nothing to do with.
They don't
addicts,
do meth in nurseries, right? No
yeah,
meth addicts
I
there.
Hope not.
Just
so,
dirty diapers to change.
Yeah. So you've got to do that. You've got to up your Al-Anon attendance. You need some help there, but I want to encourage you to find a woman that can help you, that can be your sponsor. That can be your mentor that will help you say, no, I'm not going to do this. This is unhealthy for me. That's what I want to see you do. I'm glad that you called. I'm going to see. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. It's right in there. Why in the world would we want to be living a reactive life versus a responsive life? Reacting to the hurt, reacting to the death of a daughter, reacting to a need to fix somebody else versus responding to God's love. That's all right there. I'll send it to you. There's a workbook. There's a devotional also. Take Your Life Back. I think you'll like it. Well, we just dealt with a woman who was dealing with a man who had a brain, and we've got a gentleman on the program that can help us understand the difference between a male brain and a female brain. Mike Bechtel, welcome to New Life.
Is that possible? That's what I want to know.
I think it is.
That's a tricky one.
How are you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Thanks for letting me come in.
Well, good. And I'm glad that you're here. And I want to just cut to the chase here. When a person reads your book, they're going to see all sorts of differences that you point out about a man's brain and a woman's brain. They're different from a physiological, emotional, spiritual standpoint. What difference does all that make? What is the benefit of knowing exactly what the difference is?
Well, you know, Steve, I think there's a lot of differences that are physiological that play out in our communication, plays out in our relationships. Something as simple as the way the brain is formed. I mean, every man is different. They're unique, so we can't say this is the way my husband is, this is the way this man is. But there are some physiological things that play out. I think the one thing that I saw that tied through everything was the fact that we have what we call gray matter in the brain and what we call white matter. Men have more gray matter, which means they use it more. It means we tend to focus, and we focus on one thing at a time and solve problems. And then we've got white matter. Women have about 10 times more white matter than men do. Men think they're smarter because they got 6 times more of the gray matter, but this connective tissue means they connect everything to everything. And so when they're having conversations, that's one of the simplest ones. We try and communicate. A man is focused on whatever's right in front of him. Whereas a woman tends to look at all the pieces that go around it. Like my wife and I will go out to lunch with friends, and I'll have lunch with one friend. She'll have lunch with a friend. She comes home, and I say, so how was your lunch? What did you talk about? And she'll give me sentence by sentence the entire conversation. In fact, usually I tell her it takes her longer to explain the conversation than the conversation took. But then she asks me, she says, well, how did it go with so-and-so? And I go, it was good. What'd you talk about? Stuff. And it's not that I'm trying to not be there, but the way that my brain works is I was fully present with that person when I had lunch. And now it's over, so I moved on to something else. And I seriously don't make the connections to be able to do it. I'm not trying to be, you know, close it down. I just don't go there.
Right. Okay, so what difference does that make? Knowing that that's true about men and women, a woman really does know the depths and breadths of that conversation. We are on to something else. So what? What's the difference?
So let me
How can
just,
that help us?
Let me just react to that, because what a woman can feel in that situation is really not is shut down. Like, you're not letting us in. You're not letting us into things that really matter, whether it's gray matter or white matter. You're not letting us into your gray matter. So how can this book help us get more in touch with your gray matter?
And I think you just hit on it. That was the thing my wife told me when we first talked about this years ago, was that it was just hard for her to not feel alone because I wasn't connecting with her. I wasn't interacting with her the way she was expecting. And she thought I was holding back because it's different than the way she thinks.
So what does a woman need to do in the midst of being so different from a man's brain?
To learn how he thinks and the reality of that, and then have real conversations with him. Or you can get the book, as Sherry's pointing out.
Well, I am. I'm like flipping it open because I need this book.
All right. Well, we'll take a break. We'll take another call. And we'll come back. We'll talk with Mike. The name of the book. It's a good one. I think you'll like it. It's I wish he had come with instructions. I wish he'd come with instructions.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Hey, let's go over here to Houston, Texas, on line one, and talk with Ann. Ann, how are you doing today? What's going on with you
Hi,
and your life?
I'm good.
How could we help you, if we might be able to help you?
I hope you can. Okay, I'll pose my question first, and then I can give you some background detail, if that sounds like the way to do
okay.
this.
That sounds good.
Okay. All right, so in a nutshell, I guess what I'm trying to determine is two things. How do you forgive for all the times you've asked for change and you saw it for maybe 5-7 days and then back to the old ways? And how do I move forward into reconciliation of a marriage and trust that what I'm seeing currently will be maintained for the long term to benefit both of us and our children in a more healthier marriage and healthier parenting, I guess.
So you're dating someone?
No. I've been married for 16 years.
Okay.
And according to Milan Yurkovich, my husband is textbook avoider, highly intellectual, would turn to his computer, which he's highly technologically savvy, his iPad, his phone, his laptop, whatever. So very difficult for him to engage in real deep conversation. Like if I'd be talking to him, all of a sudden he'd just pick up his phone and start texting. And sometimes even mid-sentence, he'd just turn and walk away from me. Just not present for me.
Okay.
Emotionally, very limited sexual intimacy, not present really for my kids. I mean, they would make comments, Daddy cares more about his computers and guitars than me, and, you know, he has no time for me. So that's the history of his, kind of his personality. Maybe he has identified it recently that maybe he has kind of an addictive personality. It could be different things, right? Technology is what I saw mostly.
Okay, so what's the question for us then?
Well,
is it to stay married to him, or...?
He went to Every Man's Battle in September in Dallas because on August 31st, he was found out for the last year. He was on dating sites and had sexual intercourse with five different women multiple times, oral sex from three women, and I'm understanding sexual addiction. To me, it's not really the addiction to sex so much. It's the avoidance of intimacy and connection, which I'm trying to wrap my head around, which I clearly would identify him as being avoidant of those things.
So is he going to Sex Addicts Anonymous?
No, he's seeing a therapist who
is he going to any kind of recovery group? Is he going to any kind of recovery group?
He's part of the Sustained Victory Call weekly.
Okay. I'm asking if he's going to a group face-to-face with other men. Okay. I cannot imagine and Chris, you could correct me on this. I can't imagine someone highly trained in the area of sexual integrity problems and sexual addiction not demanding that their client be going to a 12-step recovery group face-to-face at least once a week with other men.
Okay.
Especially given the extreme nature of the problem, I mean, he really is far, far deep into the weeds in sexual addiction. Chris, do you think that's okay for him not to go to a recovery meeting or what?
No, he's in a situation where he needs to understand that this is going to be a daily battle. He's living in what we call the trance or the bubble. And that's what gets him into his phone and distracted is he's tortured by his own obsessions. He's tortured by his own shame. He's tortured by his own behavior and his inability to connect with life. So he escapes continually. And one of the definitions of addiction is a radical commitment to escape reality. And so psychologically, he's escaping reality over and over. So he needs to be in a specific program, as Steve was saying. I would even suggest, you know, on a daily basis early on. You asked, how do you forgive? And I want to address that. And forgiveness is a process. I think Sherry can speak deeply into this even better than I can. But I want for a moment to differentiate the difference between forgiveness and trust. You can forgive without having to trust him. And I think that that's really important for you to know, is that trust is built brick by brick, moment by moment, over a long period of time. And so I don't want you to feel the pressure to have to rush to trust him when what he has done in his deceit and his behavior is so radically untrustworthy and damaging to you. So you have time on your side, a lot of time, and you have truth of behavior over and over and over again on your side for the trust process. But you can engage in the forgiveness and not have to feel the pressure to be back in fully engaged in the marriage.
And I want to highlight that because that tells me a little bit about you, Anne. It makes me wonder about why you would call us and ask about forgiveness first. I want to change your question. I want to change your question. I want to blow that part up, actually, because
good.
What I want to say is, my dear, I don't want you to look at forgiveness right now. I want you to look at what you need to do to get safe.
Yeah.
He is not safe. And maybe, maybe you want to move to forgiveness so that this can be behind you. But there's so much.
I feel some of that.
Yeah, there's so much in front of you. And when we come back, I just want you to think about what's kept you from coming to get what you need at Women in the Battle.
All right. We'll be back after this.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face to face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figured that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, "Hey, honey, watch this with me." And they'll sit down and they'll watch that 5-minute clip. And that 5-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Mike Bechtel, and he is the author of I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, and it's a book about a woman's guide to a man's brain. But right now, we're talking with Ann. Sherry, you are dealing with her, and you want to ask her a couple of questions here.
Yeah, I just had asked you, Ann, to think about what is it about you that hasn't taken the step to come to the weekend that's designed for you?
Well, the first one available is the one next weekend, and I am signed up to come to D.C.,
so awesome.
My ticket is booked. I mean, I'll be there, and I think I'll get a chance to meet you, actually.
Absolutely.
But I guess what I'm yearning for is tools, right? I don't know how. I feel very stuck. I'm seeing a therapist. Actually, I called New Life Ministries and got a Christian counselor referred from y'all in our area, and she's been great. But I feel like I haven't even begun my work besides just finding myself in a fetal position once in a while. Just, you know, just the pain is immense.
It is.
Immense because it's horrible what has happened to you. It's horrible. I mean, this is one of the worst cases of betrayal that I've heard of in a long time. And I just feel for you, but I'm so grateful something in you has gotten you to the D.C. Women in the Battle. I think it's going to be a life changer for you. But right now, you've called because you need some help right now, and we want to give it to you. So, Sherry, what's the best thing you can offer to her?
So tools, the tool that I would give you, if I could hand you anything right now, would be to come out of your own fast track, which is trauma-induced. You're in denial over the weight of this because being in a fetal position, the first thing you want to do naturally is get up and get out of that pain because it so hurts. But I want you to not move quickly. Right? Forgiveness is a quick move to try to get out of the deep pain you're in. I want you to open your eyes. And I want you to open your eyes and to see what is it about you that wants to move fast. It makes sense. When you're burning in a hot pot or you're being burned by fire, the natural reaction is, let me get out of here. But it's right. been going on for so long that you got to slow the process down. And Steve asked you earlier about asking him to be in an SA group. I don't want you to wait for that therapist to say you need to get into an SA group. I want you to say, mm-hmm. I need this. You need to get okay. in front of, you have the right to ask for him to get face to face with other men and get accountable.
Right,
your life.
The same victory call, and I think he feels like that's beneficial.
It's
he's trying
not,
to be more connected with the men in
I
his
get
life.
It,
but I even said that in the beginning. You need to be going to meetings in front of people where you're in front of people.
I love it.
Through this,
and you know what?
And who
you take that to the bank, girl. Your intuition was right, and Steve actually validated that.
Right.
So you go back right. and ask him to do that. No matter what excuses he brings to you, say, this is what I need. This is what's going to help me hang in here right now because you need to be connecting face to face. He's used to a virtual
and it's
world.
So hard. Oh my gosh, yes. Where he felt nothing really. You know, what's so difficult is I felt so alone and lonely for about 14, 15 years of our 16-year marriage. And, you know, he's a guy that everybody likes when you meet him because he's just
yeah.
so stable
well, listen,
and, you know, doesn't really react. And
I think after this weekend, you're not going to feel so alone
anymore.
And that's
right,
the good
Steve.
News for you.
You're right, Steve.
But for right now, I think that you should feel really good about saying to him, you have to get face-to-face with some men. You got face-to-face with these women. Now, you make it up to me. You restore our relationship. You make restitution by getting face-to-face every week with some men. You have the right to demand that of him. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. All right. Oh,
how about Worthy of Your Trust? Why don't we send her that book? Right? For her husband? Worthy
yeah.
of Your Trust. The
Worthy
one you
of
did
her
with
trust.
Jason.
And he knows about that book. The guy he heard all this from, wrote that book. I'm so sorry what you're going through. I think something we've said may be helpful to you. I'm also going to send you Take Your Life Back because I don't want you to be struggling with this any longer by yourself. Anybody else, you can get that book at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, let's go back and let's talk with Michael. Michael, let's just say that a woman knows her husband is different, thinks differently. What can she do as a result of that knowledge that will help her life be better?
Well, I think a lot of it goes back to just having a real conversation with him and to bring up these kinds of issues, to recognize those differences. I mean, I'm even looking right now. These guys, Chris and Sherry, are taking notes as the calls are coming in, and I'm jotting some things down. Chris has his in linear order. He's got a bullet points. Sherry's drawing butterflies, and she's got circles and lines, and everything's connected to everything else.
You guys
there you
probably
go.
Can't see it, but look
okay,
at
but,
the difference.
Okay, I get it. But tell me again. All we care about here are results. We are not the purpose of New Life is not information. It's transformation. It's going one way and going the other. So tell me something that a woman can do as a result of your book that will transform her relationship into a new dimension.
I think the biggest thing is to recognize the reality of this and to mm-hmm. know that when she's talking to her husband, that he has a limited capacity for how much he can do at one time.
Yeah,
she can talk to him about one thing and not bring in all the other things because he'll probably clam up. He just doesn't know where to go. He doesn't make the connections.
So he gets overwhelmed with data.
I relate to that. It's it's so true. So if she could say, I've got 10 things I want him to know, I better let him know two of them right now, and then I need to come back later and give him another two. But expecting him to do anything about 10 all in once, I'm going to lose him.
Well, in fact, I think I would take one at a time and see where that
one
goes.
One at a time.
Put a time limit because he's going to hit his capacity. If too much comes where there's a lot of information, he doesn't get to respond or process. He needs a while to put those connections together. And if he doesn't have that time, he's going to freeze up. So for him to have the freedom to say, can we just take a break? Let me think. I will come back. Let's talk in a half hour.
And so you're saying it's not personal, it's typical.
Exactly.
It's characteristic of men. Now, what can a man do that would help him, knowing that his wife thinks in a different way? What could he do that could transform his relationship with her?
I think two things. He can talk. He can be real and have those conversations and not be afraid of them, but also position it that I have limited capacity. Let's just talk about this. I need to focus here. And secondly, to treat her with respect in terms of how he communicates. Listening is huge. Put his phone away so it's not even in sight. I've learned that if I have my phone sitting out and I'm trying to have that conversation, any little ding will catch my attention. And it's real easy to get distracted when I'm trying to process. And so to just give her undivided attention for a period of time, my wife and I will even set it ahead of time. Can we have 20 minutes? Let's talk about this. No phones, nothing else. And at the end of 20 minutes, we can decide to keep going or say, let's take a break. Let me think. Let's come back and talk.
And women, that works both ways because a lot of women are so connected on Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram, all these things, that they don't stop their phone and listen to the fabulous stuff that us men have to relay to them. All right, let's go to another caller. And again, the name of that book, I Wish He Had Come With Instructions, and I Wish I Had Followed Them. That's not necessarily the name.
That's the next one.
What about Molly from Pensacola, Florida? I wonder if Molly on line 4 could visit with us from WEGS. Hi, Molly. How you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing great.
Okay. What's happening with you today?
Well, I need your advice. I have a daughter who's in her mid-50s, just divorced her husband, has paranoid personality disorder. I think she has a deep root of bitterness. I wonder if that could be involved in her disease, and I want your help with this.
Okay. So she has a paranoid disorder?
Paranoid personality disorder is what her husband has read up on this and has diagnosed her. She will not see a doctor.
Oh,
she doesn't
think
there's anything wrong. She doesn't.
What have you...
paranoid but her.
Okay. And have you encouraged her to see a doctor?
I have.
And she just doesn't want to do it, huh?
Well, she's paranoid. The reason she doesn't want to go, and I understand this very well, she's paranoid. She's afraid that if she goes, she's going to lose control and someone's going to take over her brain.
We'll be back.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize
that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEWLIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back and we're talking with Molly. And Molly's daughter has a paranoid personality disorder. Sherry, what is it that a 50-year-old daughter would that's paranoid? Is there anything she could receive from her mom? Is there a way of dealing with her, Chris, Sherry, that might be helpful here?
So, Molly, I have to be honest, this comes really close to home because I have a family member that also had that diagnosis. So I just want you to know my heart goes out to you as a family. When you talked about a deep root of bitterness, let me tell you one of my concerns already is because Molly's behavior doesn't make sense to you all, she's really not in her right brain. Her brain is really sick right now. It's unhealthy. And because it's not getting the chemicals it needs, it's thrown her into this disorder. She used to not be this way. And so it's shocking to all the family members when you knew someone was a different way. And that's why we kind of say, well, it's a root of bitterness. We can get displaced and kind of go down the wrong rabbit trail. Mm-hmm. The rabbit trail that I want you to seriously look at is you guys need to get her some medical intervention. You may need some assistance from a professional mm-hmm. interventionist, somebody who can come into your home and walk you guys through how to get her hospitalized. Because the truth, Molly, if this is what she has, she won't get better without medical assistance. There's drugs like risperidol that take. I've had clients that have come to me who've had this diagnosis, and once I work with a psychiatrist and they get on the right medication, do you know what? Almost like before my eyes, within about 45 days of them being medicated, 60 days, you're going to see your daughter again. But getting them in to get treatment is the hardest part because the paranoia is making them afraid. So I want you to go online and I want you to look at a group that's called NAMI, N-A-M-I. It's a National Association for Mental Illness. I know they've got somebody in your area. They've got people on the ground that are connected with them that can help you get the right interventionist to walk into your family and to help you get her treatment.
Well, that'd be so great. All right. I'm really glad that you called, and I'm going to send Take Your Life Back. I think it'll be a great, great book for you so that you're able to help her but not be affected by her personality disorder. All right, we're back to Mike Bechtel. By the way, anybody else holding on, we'll get to your call right after this in our next program. But Michael, you have written, I wish he had come with instructions. It's a woman's guide to a man's brain. What is the benefit to a woman if she picks up this book? How is her life going to be different and better with the man that she maybe doesn't understand or is just difficult to be around?
Well, I think you just kind of described it, is that it's about understanding. I saw a lot of different books that were out there, and it was a books of advice. This is not a book of advice. Basically, I've lived in a male brain for a lot of time, and so I'm going to take him on a tour. and I'm going to show them the high spots and the scenic lookouts and the toxic waste and what to look out for. I'm going to go on the journey, but it's a matter of just understanding. It's kind of like if you feel like you're in the dark and you're feeling your way around, you don't know what's happening. If I can see, if the light comes on and now I can see, I can make some choices, but I can't make choices in the dark. So what this book, more than anything else, is just to understand what happens inside that guy's head and to be able to make some choices based on that.
Okay, and that's no small thing. But one of the things you brought up is just, you know, we have some time constraints. And then if you have a guy like me who has terminal attention deficit disorder, it's really tough to hang in there and continue to focus and listen past approximately 6 to 7 seconds. So anyway, we're glad you're with us, and I hope some folks will come alongside and buy that. You can get it from us. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and this is a book for women about men, and I wish he had come with instructions.
It's kind of nice.
Baker Book House book. Yeah,
it's kind of nice to have a man be vulnerable enough to let us into his mind, right? To let us into his brain, because it is confusing, and we do take it personally. We take your gray matter personally. So having the opportunity to explain it so that I give my husband some grace instead of making it about me, I kind of go, gray matter. All right, I get it.
And I tell you. Yeah, and if you've never, ever taken a look at what isn't personal and what really could be understood if you took a different look at something, it's eye-opening, and it does change things forever for good. All right, so that's Mike Bechtel. I wish he had come with instructions. You've heard us talk a lot about take your life back. Maybe today's the day to take your life back from politics, from government, from focusing on things you can't control. It's a great book. You send us a gift of any amount, we'll send you that book. Or we have an amazing, fun, fabulous resource here, and it's a coloring book. And you can color and look at some great scripture, and it really is full of life. But right now, I want to play you a little clip from TV.NewLife.com, the title of this, Disclosure After Sexual Behavior. Listen to this.
Or betrayal.
Why would people go through an experience that would trigger such trauma, such pain, such hurt? And the why is because the relationship is at stake. The very, very foundation. Every relationship that has any sort of intimacy, closeness, connection, and future has to be built upon trust. Trust can only be built upon truth. And we see this so clearly in the scripture that light and truth are constantly working together. And so for a couple to be able to heal in the process through infidelities, through sexual misconduct and betrayals, through relational infidelities, that the truth has to get on the table. And unfortunately, there is no shortcuts to this process. There's no good way of getting around it or avoiding it. You have to go through it. And so how we go through it is of absolute critical importance because of how incredibly delicate these experiences are.
So many people have said, oh, I just don't want to know this, or I don't want to share it. And yet it's the beginning, the very, very beginning of a whole new type of relationship. And some people, because they've gone through this, they've got a relationship they never dreamed was possible. Well,
and look at Anne, our caller today, is a perfect example where she didn't go through a full disclosure, and so it comes out later and blows her up. So we here at New Life, every man's battle and women in the battle, both believe a full disclosure is important to bring
Absolutely.
The truth out.
We sure do. All right, so I hope you'll go to tv.newlife.com, pick up a couple of free weeks there, and I think you'll love it. Well, this is Thanksgiving, and we're coming up to year end, and we would love to know if anything that we've said or done has helped you. We have a phone number. It's 866-492-7228. That is 866-492-7228. to 8. If you could tell us any impact that New Life has had on you and your family, we would love to hear about that at that phone number. If you are grateful, we believe that gratitude, true gratitude, always results in generosity. It's the giving of time, talent, resources, money. And we need your help. Could you help us? Could you help us get somebody into every man's battle or women in the battle or take your life back? If you could you call me right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and say, I'm going to help you guys? Because everything that happens here at the year end has everything to do with what we're going to get to do this next year. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thanks
for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.